Did you know that a ride lasting for 10 minutes can completely change a customer's opinion about a city? Think about it. For many travelers, taxi drivers and Uber drivers are actually the first local people they meet. If the experience is great, they remember it. If it's terrible, they remember that too.
And sometimes the difference isn't driving, it's communication. A simple question like, would you prefer the fastest route or the cheapest route, can completely change the customer experience.
And today we're learning practical English for taxi and Uber drivers. So greeting passengers, handling awkward situations, making conversations, and helping customers feel comfortable.
Let's get started. You're listening to the Trainland podcast, your place to learn English. Get your free class with the link in the description or visit trainland.com. So you can learn English with the best online school.
Yeah, let's jump into today's story. And your cat is hungry today, Helene. So that's why.
He's learning English as well. And
I
you
love
can't make a cat shut up. I'm
it.
sorry,
Cat
that's not possible.
wants to learn English. So fantastic. So friends, you know that you will listen to a cat around during this podcast. So that's all right. It's not Aline, it's not me, it's just the cat.
It's just a
Okay.
cat.
Very good. So let's go to the fictional dialogue, Aline. And I'm a driver, a taxi driver, and I'm picking you up who has just arrived from a long flight. So let's start. Hi, Aline.
Yes, that's me.
Welcome. How are you doing today?
Honestly, tired, very tired. I think I've been traveling for about 16 hours.
Wow, that's a long trip. Is this your first time here?
Yeah, I arrived about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, nice. All right. Let me confirm your destination. Hotel Central Plaza?
Wait, Hotel Central Plaza? No. Oh, no, that's not right.
Really?
I think I selected the wrong hotel.
Well, that's okay. Don't worry. Let me stop for a second. Which hotel is it?
Hotel Grand Central.
Good thing we checked. Otherwise, we'd been a very long and expensive conversation.
That would have been a terrible start to my holiday.
Okay, so let me update the route. Would you prefer the fastest route or the cheaper route?
The cheaper. After paying for flights, I need emotional support for my bank account.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, fantastic. So arriving to a place and maybe asking to take you to the wrong hotel at the on the other point of the city. No, that's
Can you imagine? Wow, how stressful. But let's
that's
analyze our dialogue because there are lots of expressions here that drivers use every day. Greeting passengers naturally, that's very important. From the dialogue, we've seen welcome, how are you doing today? That sounds warm and natural. More examples. How's your day going? Hope you're having a good day. How has your trip been so far? Is this your first time here? A very common mistake for Spanish speakers is translating directly, how are you in every situation? Technically correct, but native speakers often vary it. More natural alternatives. How is it going? How are you doing? How's your day going?
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, and then we have confirming information politely also. From the dialogue, we heard something like, let me confirm your destination. And there are useful alternatives as well. You see them here on the slide. Could you confirm the address? Can I quickly check the destination? Or another one, is this the correct location? Could you verify the pickup point? And another common mistake, you go airport. This sounds like very, no? So better would be something like, are you going to the airport or is the airport your destination?
Very good. Another point we've learned from the dialogue is offering options. Would you prefer the fastest route or the cheaper route? This structure appears constantly in customer service. Example, would you like help with your luggage? Would you prefer air conditioning? Would you like me to stop here? Spanish speakers often become too direct. Fast route or cheap route? Better, would you prefer the fastest route or the cheaper route? Small change, much more professional.
That's right. No, sometimes in Spanish it can be very direct. No, but certain cultures being polite, it's a need. Okay, useful expressions for unexpected situations. So from the dialogue, something like, okay, don't worry, or good thing we checked, or other useful examples. Well, no problem at all. No, that's a good one. Or don't worry, we'll sort it out. Or that happens all the time. Let's fix that. So those are excellent expressions you can use.
Common mistakes now. Even native speakers make these. Drivers sometimes make mistakes too. For example, speaking too fast. Passengers may not understand. Or using local slang. Example, mate, jump in. Better please come in.
I love that one. Mate, just mate. Jump in.
The person will be scared, like, what shall I do? Asking very personal questions. How much money do you make?
I love that one.
Why are you traveling alone? Okay. Let's talk about safer conversation topics. The weather, the food, sightseeing, travel experiences.
That's right. Well, but it's true. No, there are cultures. No, there are cultures like asking questions about how much money do you make. It's part of the part of natural conversation.
Absolutely.
No?
It's not rude. In some cultures, it's a normal topic.
That's right. Okay, so quick pronunciation focus. No, a few useful words. No, like destination, luggage, traffic, or comfortable. Remember, good taxi English isn't about difficult vocabulary. It's about being friendly, polite, and easy to understand. So let us go to the question to the audience, right?
Yes.
So let's test your taxi English with a real driver situation. How would you say in English something like, parece que hay bastante tráfico hoy?
Write your answer in the comments and try to sound natural and professional. And if you're enjoying this episode, visit our website, trainland.com, to improve your English with a 100% effective method and a very complete e-learning platform. You can also scan the QR code to get your free class.
That's right. So let us continue. So let's see a realistic dialogue now, just talking a little bit more about this taxi things.
Exactly. Let's talk about situations taxi and Uber drivers deal with every day, because driving isn't the difficult part. People are.
Exactly. Every customer is different.
Very good. So first of all, confirming information. Before driving away, always confirm information. Example, can you confirm the destination? Is this the correct address? Would you like to take the highway?
That's true. And this is important if you're a driver, because at the end, if there is a problem, the customer is going to tell you that it's your problem, you know, that it was your fault, that you didn't confirm. So yeah, be safe confirming which is the destination. Another one, just something as simple as helping with luggage. As we can see here, you know, in the picture, the man is just carrying so much luggage. Well, the taxi driver can help with this. So useful expressions like, can I help you with your luggage? Or please put your bags in the bag? Or do you have more bags?
Another very useful section is explaining traffic problems. Sometimes passengers become impatient, and that's understandable. If they've been 16 hours in a flight, they want to get to their hotel. Mm-hmm. So there are useful phrases like, traffic is quite heavy today. There seems to be an accident ahead. We may arrive a few minutes later. And as well, we can use this spare time that we have in the traffic jam to talk about giving recommendations. Tourists often ask questions like, can you recommend a good restaurant? Or what's the best place to visit? Is there anything interesting nearby? And the responses can be, I'd recommend the Old Town. Many tourists like that area. That place is very popular.
That's right. Okay, and then just also talking about safety situations, no? Some useful phrases. Please fasten your seatbelt. That's a very useful and good one. Please be careful when getting out, or please check that you have all your belongings.
What about difficult situations? Imagine passengers changes destination. The passengers changes destination. Well, then you can react, no problem, I can update the route, or passenger enters wrong location. Then what can we say? Oh, let's double check the address. And the passengers complain. I understand your concern would be a good way to respond.
Very good. So let us see a summary of the best practices for great customer experience. Number one, confirm information. Number two, speak clearly. Number three, avoid slang. Mate, jump in. Be friendly, keep conversation comfortable, and help passengers feel safe.
Because sometimes people don't remember the route, they remember the driver.
Yeah, and now let us talk about different types of taxis around the world. If you have traveled around the world, and I know, Aline, you have, you find all type of taxis, like for example, you know, what you can see here in this picture, you know, in Asian countries, you have the famous tuk-tuks, no? Three-wheeled vehicles that are very common in places like Thailand and India. Or a useful phrase, well, how much is the fare? This is a good one because different from other taxis around the world, sometimes you have to maybe agree a price for the fare or for the travel. Or a question you can ask, can you take me to the city center?
In Italy, especially in Venice, your taxi could actually be a water taxi. Imagine arriving somewhere and saying, excuse me, where can I find a taxi? And someone points at a boat.
That's true. Huh? And in some places in Southeast Asia, you can find also, like you can see now in the picture, motorbike taxis or bike. So very useful in cities with heavy traffic. Examples of conversations, well, do you have a helmet? Because here you might need one. Or how long will it take? You know? And in some countries, people even use, as we can see here, bicycle taxis, also called the rickshaws, you know? Very common in some tourist areas.
And in some places, there are unusual transport experiences, like snowmobile taxis, camel taxis, horse carriage taxis.
That's right. No, everywhere you can find all type of taxis. Smelly taxis. Yeah. All right. So, but in general, customer service still matters everywhere. It doesn't matter where you go, which country, if it's a better taxi, if it's a camel taxi or whatever, even if the vehicle changes, the communication doesn't. So whether you are driving a taxi, an Uber, a tuk-tuk, a boat, a motorcycle, a horse, whatever, people still appreciate friendliness, clear in your speaking or explaining things, and also that you are a professional.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the question we asked, yes? It was, parece que hay bastante tráfico hoy. Johnny, help us with that. How would you do it? Say it naturally.
Okay, so a good one would be this one that we see here. Or maybe a native would see something like this. Traffic seems pretty heavy today. This is a very native way to say it. Maybe just if you are not native, you could say something like, it looks like there's quite a lot of traffic today. Oh, that's another way to say it.
Excellent. Both sound professional and are very common expressions for taxi and Uber driver. So excellent.
That's right. So now it's time for you. Have you ever had a funny, strange, or unforgettable experience in a taxi or Uber?
Tell us in English in the comments.
I know you must have good stories with taxis.
I can't think of any now.
Yeah, all right. Well, I have quite a couple, but it's not time now just to talk about them. So
write them in the comments. We want to read them.
That's right. Maybe later on. That's right. Okay, I will tell you what happened
please,
later.
Don't hesitate to write what happened to you in the comments along with what Johnny will write. Very good. Okay, so today, what have we learned? We learned how to greet passengers, how to confirm destinations, useful travel vocabulary, customer service language, and how to handle difficult situations.
And in our next episode, we will learn English for warehouses and logistics. So if you work on that section, don't miss that podcast.
Prueba una clase privada gratuita con nosotros. Te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes, la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. Escríbenos al link de la descripción o vete al QR, al código QR que tenemos aquí.
Muy bien, así es, ¿eh? Al menos eso es lo que nosotros nos creemos y que sabemos que somos, ¿eh? Tratamos de dar lo mejor a nuestros estudiantes. Así que estás a un clic de hablar como un nativo, ¿eh? Bueno, hoy hemos hablado acerca de si te planeas ir a un país a trabajar y vas a trabajar en un taxi, pues bueno, pues esto puede ser un gran podcast que te puede ayudar a tener algunos tips que te puedan mejorar tu inglés y también que te puedan mejorar un poquito el trato con los clientes en inglés. Aline, ha sido un placer de nuevo estar contigo en este podcast. Muchas gracias y nos vemos a la próxima.
Thank you. Bye bye.